All right, let's check stories making news cross-country now. In Michigan, the 95-year-old grandmother involved in the latest TSA controversy is speaking out. She admits having to remove her adult diaper to get through airport security was a wee bit embarrassing. But overall, her take on the whole thing might surprise you.
Bother me. I just thought it was part of their procedures. I guess it bothered my daughter more than it did me because I guess I'm too old to care.
Incredible attitude. And in Louisiana, police responding to an accident got a little more than they bargained for. Once the driver was removed, they started processing the car and found fireworks and 10 pipe bombs. The ATF was called in to help with the investigation. In Virginia, Michael Vick's former home, where he trained and abused fighting dogs, is off the market. It's actually been bought by a dog rehab group. Volunteers say the idea was kind of creepy at first, but now it seems like the perfect fit. When Osama bin Laden was captured and killed, it was the carrier USS Carl Vinson that carried out his burial at sea. You may remember this. When the terrorists struck New York, it was the Vinson that answered the call. Now this carrier could host the most American of games. North Carolina and Michigan State could tip off in the NCAA basketball game this Veterans Day. And joining me from East Lansing, Michigan State head coach Tom Izzo. Coach, this has to be a huge patriotic moment for you and the guys, if indeed it happens.
Well, Kara, I think it's going to happen, and it is a huge game for everybody. I think after making a visit to Kuwait a few years ago, in fact, I did it twice to visit our troops, I couldn't be prouder or more excited about a game than we've had, and we've had a lot of big games.
So who came up with the idea, Coach, and why did you and the NCAA want to get involved?
Well, you know, when I visited Kuwait, like I said, I went twice to Camp Arifjan, and with the USO and put on a little weekend tournament with the troops. Came back and my AD started talking about it. We looked at it back then. We were going to do something in Jacksonville on a ship. And, you know, because of the different military issues, it took some time. But I think you got to give a lot of credit to our military, to the Navy, and our athletic director, Mark Hollis, really got things going. And it's been a process, but it's been pretty exciting now that it's coming to fruition.
All right, let's talk about the court. Maybe I should say the carrier court. We've actually got some sketches that will show what it's going to look like there on the flight deck. Tell us how it will be transformed, and are they going to bring the hardwoods there on the turf?
Yeah, they really are. I've seen the drawings myself, and it's pretty exciting. I think it's going to seat about 7,000 people, and most of those tickets are going to our military, who more than deserve it. And I think it's going to be a great tribute on Veterans Day to them and all the people that do so much for us. And we really, when I went over to Kuwait, I realized that winning and losing has a whole different meaning. So it is a way to honor our troops. I think it's being looked at that way. And I think, by the way, the tickets and everything else are going to be, and the setup of everything, it's going to be completely a military situation that I'm honored to be a part of, and I'm sure Roy is too.
Well, we're looking forward to see if indeed the deal is closed. As you said, it looks like it's going to be, and we'll be watching and we'll cover it for sure. Coach, thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks, Carol.